Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Thursday, the 18th day of the month of Cheshvan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their incredible continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email to sponsor future programs. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org. We greatly appreciate your support. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to introduce Rabbi Tomer Zeno of Congregation Tiferet Shalom in Forest Hills, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Zeno slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Zeno to learn more about his wonderful community in Queens. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Zeno.
Thank you so much, Naftali. It was a great pleasure for me to join, tremendous zechut to speak in this great chizuk call. I want to thank the OU and everyone who is involved for making this happen. In this week's parasha, Parashat Vayera, we see the first time that the Torah mentions a prayer, a tefillah. It says, Avraham Avinu, he comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and speaks to him, V'yigash Avraham v'yomar ha'af tisve tzadik im rasha. The pasuk tells us how Avraham approaches the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he brings a tefillah, he brings a prayer on behalf of Sodom. We know one of the angels that visited Avraham in his tent on his third day of the Bris Milah was to come to destroy Sodom, the city of Sodom. The Midrash tells us how there was such unbelievable cruelty, and there was unbelievable very bad things going on in that city. The laws that they had were a total opposite of peace and unity. And Hashem decided to destroy Sodom. But Abraham comes and he prays. The first prayer we see in the Torah, he prays for the salvation of the people of Sodom. And he judged them favorably, even though there was such lawlessness going on over there. And we see at the end of the day that what comes out of it, we see that Lot is saved and his daughters. And from the daughters of Lot eventually come Moab, and we know that after many years from the nation of Moab comes a lady who converts named Ruth, and from this lady named Ruth, this tzaddik named Ruth comes, we know David HaMelech, the King David, who eventually from his progeny comes Mashiach Tzidkenu, which comes the Savior Mashiach who will come to save us Beram Be'Amenu, said speedily in our days. So we see how Rashi actually tells us over here that you actually prayed not just for the sake of the tzaddikim. The pasuk tells us that Abraham was praying for the sake of the tzaddikim, the righteous people in the city of Sodom. But more than that, he was saying that for the sake of the tzaddikim, even the reshaim, even the evil people in the city should be saved. He was judging even the evil people favorably and wanted to save the evil people. We learn a tremendous lesson from here that many times in our life, we can meet people who we think are from the city of Sodom. Sometimes we think they're such horrible people. How could people do such a thing? And how could this be my neighbor, or how could this be my coworker? How could there be such people in the world? And we learn from Avraham Avinu that we have to judge them favorably. We don't know exactly what's going to come out of these people. We don't know if we pray for that person that they should do teshuva, or we should pray that there should be peace amongst us. We don't know if maybe something tremendous like the bringing of Mashiach, the child of Mashiach can come from such a prayer, for praying for them, for such a looking at them and judging them favorably. We don't know what can come out from it. So this is a tremendous lesson about how we don't know what comes from where, and we should always judge other people favorably. But more than that, we should also judge ourselves favorably. Many times we are very critical of ourselves, and that is very good. And we want to bring out the best in ourselves. At the same time, we cannot let it come for detriment. We also have to judge ourselves favorably, meaning that we can't let it come to lead us to being sad being upset. I heard some person say the other day, if I'm not going to serve Hashem like the Baba Sali, then there's no point of trying. And he has high hopes, that he has high expectations, but at the end of the day, he only loses from saying such a statement. A person shouldn't let himself come to such a feeling that there's no point in trying. Rather, we have to start over, and we have to judge ourselves favorably as well. There has to be something we did good today. There has to be some part that's good about us. At least we're a Yid, at least we're a Jew. That itself is something tremendous, something to be proud about. And we have to be able to judge, obviously, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu favorably. Many times we are in the middle of a crisis, we're in the middle of the pandemic, and the coronavirus has changed many people's lives, and we are all asking why. Why is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this? Until when will it go? What is the point of all this? And in such times, we also, even though we see so much bad, we have to judge it favorably, we have to judge HaKadosh Baruch Hu favorably. He knows what he's doing. Obviously, he has the ultimate plan, and the ultimate good will come out of all this. And we know from the place of Sodom, the place of ultimate evil, and eventually got destroyed, but deep in there was hidden the great goodness of Mashiach. It was deep in there hidden the great King David. And Bezat Hashem, we shall be zocha to see the good, even though where we feel sometimes we're like mamash in Sodom, to see the good, to realize, to be patient with ourselves, patient with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we will bring the gula, and he will bring the good news and the good point, and he will reveal to all of us the Mashiach Tekinu B'Rah Be'inu Amen Amen. We will now say the Tehillim, the Mizmor of Perek Chaf Gimel, the chapter 23. I will read it line by line, and Bezat Hashem we should hear only good news. Bezat Hashem b'schod the Tehillim. Mizmor le David, Adonai Ui lo echtav, Beno deshe yarbiteni. Al mi menuchot yinahaleni, nafshi yeshovev, yancheni b'magle tzedek leman shemo, gam ki elech beget al mavet, lo yirara ki atai madi, shiftecha umishantecha, hema yinahamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan, neged torai, ישנת בשם ראשי כוס ירוויה, אך טוב וחסד יודפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. פרק קכ, פרק 120. שיר למעלות אל אדוני, 121, I'm sorry. שיר למעלות אשא אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי. עזרי מעם אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן ארמור דגלך, אל ינום שומרך. הנה לא ינום ולא יישן, שומר ישראל. אדוני שומרך, אדוני צילך על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. אדוני שמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. פרק קלמד, chapter 130. שיר המעלות ממעקים קראתיך אדוני, אדוני שמע בקולי, תהיה נרח עזניך קשובות את כל תחנוני. גם אם אמונות השמו יא אדוני מי יעמוד, כי מך צליחה למען תברא, קיוויתי אדוני קיוותה נפשי ולדברו אוכלתי, נפשי אדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אדוני, עם אדוני חסד ובאים לפדות, והוא יבדל ישראל מכל עוונותיו. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק יעקב משה אהרון דוד שלמה יברך יפה את רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלת זמן קריב, אמרו אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Zeno. As we transition into the next segment of our call, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, we're doing very well, we're persevering, we're trying to see the good.
Chazdei Hashem, we're grateful and really happy to hear. So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your shul, with your synagogue and community, would it be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul and the community overall?
Baruch Hashem, yes. We are in Forest Hills, New York, and this is mainly a Sephardic community, mainly a Bukharian community, people who descend from Uzbekistan and from those parts of Russia who are Sephardic Jews, and I myself am Moroccan, but we are all mainly Sephardic in this area. We happen to have a huge community talking about probably thousands upon Bukharian Jews who have many, many shuls in the area. And Baruch Hashem, we have youth, we have old, we have kids, we have so many programs going on in the Beit HaKnesset and the shul. And Baruch Hashem, we're trying to elevate ourselves, elevate everyone around us. And B'zad Hashem, we should hear only good news.
Amen. B'zad Hashem, we certainly hope so. So on this call, we talk a lot about all the multiple changes that we've gone through, really anywhere in the world, but particularly specifically for this call, the Jewish community, obviously the technological advancements of going on Zoom, obviously the social distancing and the masks and the various stages our communities have gone through in opening, closing, reopening, and as winter descends and there's an uptick, especially in the Northeast and other parts of the country, schools have to make that difficult choice again, and for those who have not had the opportunity to go back into shul, well, let's say davening an outdoor minyan, and what to do as the weather gets colder. But the question I really would like to ask you is, what communal changes do you anticipate, not only for the time being, maybe it's something that we've learned, that we've a takeaway for us for this time, it could be something more specific to your community or the Jewish community as a whole, something that's going to stay with us, that's going to really change who we are as a people as we look at Yiras Hashem for really the post-COVID Zman time, whenever that will be. But something that we really have come to, recognize and see as, something we need to be perhaps better about, whether it's being, more sensitive to other people or Gemilut Chasadim, whatever it might be. What communal changes do you anticipate?
That's a great question. I really put a lot of thought into this, and I asked myself this question many times. And I mamash feel that, I don't know about everybody else in the country, but specifically in New York, and because of the hustle and bustle of New York, and the fact that there's so many people, sometimes a person can get a little bit cold, a little bit numb, to other people's the awareness that other people are there and other people's feelings. And sometimes it's very easy to get caught up in your own little bubble, in your own little world. And I do what's good for me, and I don't let other people get in my way because I'm so used to passing over and passing by other people without paying attention so much. And the virus and the whole situation we're all going through, especially the, like you mentioned, the lack of Beit HaKnesset sometimes, or the opening and the closing, and the wanting to be in shul and sometimes not being able to be in shul, and people come to appreciate things they always took for granted. People appreciate now they go to Beit HaKnesset, and they appreciate it most importantly that they get to pray with other people in physical, and they get to see them, and they get to saying hello and being able to share a story with somebody, and being able to see your friend you haven't seen in person in a while. that itself, which you took for granted many, many times, now is becoming a gift. It's becoming something special to people. And I believe that through going through this whole process we're going through and eventually reaching a post-COVID world, it's going to be a world where I see another person and it's not going to be something I take for granted. It's not going to be something that's not special anymore. I'm going to be able to speak to somebody and it's going to be meaningful. And more than that, it's going to extend to people that I don't know, other yidden that I might not know and I might feel a reason to be cold to and feel like, why should I go over to them and speak to them? Or why should I pay attention to them? Or why should I care about their feelings so much? We're going to take that extra step that we usually never took because we're not going to take for granted anymore that we see people, that we interact with people. It's going to become part of our being now to treat them differently and realize that we were lost, the ability to be with other people. I don't want to ever lose that again. I want to be connected to people, even though they're very different than me.
It's a beautiful perspective. Bezrat Hashem, it should ring true. And shouldn't it just be a flash in the pan of whenever we get back to these normal days or the new normal, that it's something that really does stick and stay with us throughout. Avizino, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community. Continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered, l'tovah, for good. May the Rebbeinu Nisha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration, Rabbi Michael Bleicher of Elmora Hills Minyan in Elizabeth, New Jersey. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.